latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to today's latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news with Sir Alex Ferguson, and the former Manchester United boss is out of intensive care following a brain hemorrhage. United midfielder Michael Carrick is due to make his final appearance for the club in the home game against Watford on Sunday, and he replied to the tweet from Manchester United official account saying, "Amazing to hear such positive news." In a statement, United said, "Sir Alex no longer needs intensive care and will continue his rehabilitation as an inpatient. His family have been overwhelmed by the level of support and good wishes, but continue to request privacy, and this will be vital during his next stage of recovery." Moving on then, and former Manchester United winger Ryan Giggs insists the club are on the way back to the top, with a runner-up finish in the Premier League and FA Cup glory possibly next in line. Neither of those achievements are guaranteed just yet, but the Red Devils in just a point from their final game against West Ham, and then to beat Chelsea in the FA Cup to ensure they get silverware. And Giggs admits that the team have looked to impress and have done well this season. Moving on, Manchester United has given a clear indication of his plans, admitting that some of his players are not going to make it after questioning the strength of their mentality. He said that when asked, "How many points separate us from Man City? Not two or three, a lot. Some of the people we have, they have to be more consistent in their performances. I trust more than others that can bridge that gap, and that is normal. And of course, some of the players I'm totally convinced are going to make it, and others have got good hopes, and that is basic." Moving on then, finally, Angel Mourinho insists that Paul Pogba is set to stay with the club next season. Reports claimed he was on his way out of the club, but Mourinho insists that they are not true, the rumours, and he's happy with life at Old Trafford. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.